Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We've got another great, great episode keyed up for y'all today. As usual, I'm here with the professor, Barlow. How you doing this morning, sir?
Outstanding, Sergeant Barlow. Keyed up, ready to go.
We're going to do some drill sergeant work today. Look alive, up and at them. One, two, three, one. All right. Well, hey, we've kind of made an announcement. We got that Patreon going, folks. And, you know, there's benefits always above and beyond when you tune into the Palm and Pine podcast. The free side, you get it right here on the podcast platform. But guess what? On that Patreon, it's $1.99 a month, a very modest lift right there. That's just keeping the bots away. We had to put something on there because we got these followers that ain't real followers. You know, those Patreons are real. You join that Patreon, we're going to start doing some Patreon exclusive content and some meetups. We're virtual, we're going to have the Patreon group do a live session. We're going to start doing that once a week. And that's gaining traction, so you don't want to miss out on that. It's basically patreon.com/palmandpinepodcast. So you can find that there. Don't miss out on that, folks. Other good stuff coming up as well. And I tell you, Douglas, before we even get into the news today, okay. One thing I wanted to share, and I know you got some stuff too, but I tell you, every now and then, you know, there's that section in the paper where people
help wanted.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What kind of stuff is on the help wanted around here?
Dishwasher. Jobs you don't want.
Yeah. Dishwasher.
Jobs nobody wants.
Prison guard. Yeah, prison guard. Dishwasher. Lawn service. We might could use you, you know, to help us get them lawns mowed. That's the kind of jobs that, you know, are created. And I don't think the fine folks that moved down here from up north realize that, but that's all they create. Industries they bring,
right, service industries.
They'd be glad to let you come in there and mow their lawn, you know, for $7 an hour. But what I'm referring to, another great section in the paper.
The obituaries.
Well, there's that. But the thing I'm referring to today is the letters to the editor.
Some of that
can be choice. I got one today, and I just got to read the whole letter.
It is spectacular.
No, it's letter to the editor of villagenews.com. Now, this is coming. Now, you know, we did a little test recently where we read the top 25 ways to know if you're a Floridian.
Yes, I
think I said, even if half of them you said yes to,
you're bona fide.
You're a cracker. There ain't no way around it.
Right.
Well, this old boy here, we don't have to have him do the test. He is a Floridian.
He give him an earful, huh?
And he did it. Now, here's something I like, and I appreciate this. He did it concisely, right? If you got someone that's very verbose, that usually that means they don't know what they're talking about.
F y'all.
Yeah, right. Not that concise.
Y'all tripping.
But it's not going to take me more than 1 minute to read this letter.
Great,
he went straight to the point. So let me just read it. The headline of the article, of the letter, you Northerners have ruined my amenities of being in nature. And so here he goes, to the editor. This is for you people who have moved here and are complaining about people using your amenities. So, Douglas, let's say you and I go over today to the Hooters and the Villages, right? Yes. Which we're liable to do. they would see us as using their amenities. We're not live in the villages. So we're coming in there and using their amenities.
And we thought they let anybody with money in there.
No, yeah. They'd be like, no, you guys aren't villagers. Y'all get out of here.
Okay.
Right?
We're not.
You're using our amenities. Okay. So that's his first sentence right there is y'all are complaining. You moved down here, now you're complaining if we use your amenities.
He
says, furthermore, here he goes, I've lived in Florida my entire life.
Okay, all right.
All of you have ruined my amenities.
There you go.
Hunting, fishing, and just being in nature.
Right.
Most of you keep moving from the north and complaining about your fellow compatriots. Please move back north, then we won't have all the problems you keep complaining about. Boom, the end. Thank you, Tom. His name's Tim Walker, and he just closes it Floridian. salute to Mr. Tim Walker.
Yeah, Mr. Walker.
Mr. Walker,
shout out to you.
Yeah, that is just one of the most well penned letters to the editor I have seen in a while.
We're going to have to give him the Palm and Pine Podcast Certificate of Distinction.
We'll get that printed up. And Tim Walker, if you are listening, I'm trying to find you. You would not imagine how many Tim Walkers are on Facebook.
There's a lot of Walkers in this world. Johnny Walker, Walker's Red.
So anyway, hats off to Tim Walker. We're looking for you. We'd like to get your certificate to you.
Love to get you on the podcast.
We would love to have you as a guest on the podcast. Please reach out. I'm assuming he's over there somewhere in Ocala or just south of
Ocala.
Well,
Ocala, it makes me think of an old story, that Dad told me that Otis Beecham told him.
Oh, okay, Otis.
Yeah, you remember Otis Beecham, and I think it was Otis Beecham's father or maybe his grandfather. They called him Grandpapa Beecham. They called this old man. And he told a story, his father or grandfather told this story. He knew a farmer down there in the Morriston area, kind of near there, Tom, we'll say, for the sake of this story, And he knew old Tom, and old Tom had this problem, he just worried about everything, Steve, just worried constantly.
That's a human
mean
nature.
Mean to be around, aggravating, was driving everybody up the wall, like one of these watermelon farmers when they have the plants out, and they're mean and aggravated until the harvest.
Oh, yeah.
Old Tom was driving everybody up the wall, his wife, and, Grandpapa Beecham, he said to him, he said, well, I'll tell you what, Tom, I have heard there's one of these new kind of doctors called a psychiatrist over in Ocala.
Get some counseling.
And I hear they work on mental problems. Why don't you go see him? And so Tom did. Tom went over and saw this psychiatrist in Ocala. And, as doctors do, he referred Tom to somebody else. He said, you've got a problem with worry-itis, sir. And I tell you what you do. You go, I'll give you a card for this man. He's a professional worrier. And you go hire him, and he will worry for you.
Oh, that's handy. Yeah, that's handy. Right. I like that.
Yeah, and you won't have to worry about a thing because he will worry for you and take care of all your cares will be gone. And Tom said, you don't say. And, sure enough, he made an arrangement and hired that professional worrier, and it worked wonders, Steve. He didn't have care in the world, and he was happy.
Everything was going well. So you subcontract that out.
Yeah, somebody doing all his worrying for him. Wow. So Papa Beecham came back to see him a little bit later, and, boy, he was just in great spirits, Tom was. He was doing great, wasn't worrying about anything. And so Papa Beecham was really amazed at this, and he said, well, did you go to that doctor? And he said, yeah, I did. What did he tell you? He said, well, he hooked me up with this guy. I hired a professional worrier, and I'm not worried about anything anymore.
He doesn't have to.
This raised an eyebrow for a Grandpapa Beecham because he knew Farmer Tom had financial problems. So he's like, Tom,
right?
How much are you paying this professional worrier? And he said $100 a month. Papa Beecham, my God.
That would be $10,000 a day.
Yeah, right. Isn't that expensive? Yeah, but I'm not worried about it.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. There you go.
So he hired him professional.
Well,
worrier.
I tell you, we got a new segment on the podcast. If you have any worries, there'll be a paywall. You come to that, and we'll take care of it for
you. We got a bot that'll worry for you. We won't do it.
Right. We can handle
a
that service.
A worry bot.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. That's a great service we can be providing, you know. I thought you were going to go into something like cognitive behavioral therapy or whatever,
well,
you know.
Kind of was.
right. Kind of the same thing. Well, they just got a new term for it now, a fancier term. And you pay them every month and they'll give you that CBT.
That's about the same thing. Yeah, that's right. You pay them $100 a month, that professional warrior.
Give you that CBT training.
He wasn't worried about it anymore.
No, no. I think that's a hell of a... simplified his life greatly. Well, it's kind of like going to a chiropractor if you got a backache. You ever had that? You know,
no.
You get that.
No.
You get that backache, right? You know, a lot of people get that lower back, get kind of kinked up, and they go to that chiropractor. And I went one time.
I know where you're going.
Yeah. I finally had to go, and I realized what was messing my back up. And it was that billfold. And they had extracted $300 out of that billfold, and it kind of thinned that billfold in my back straight, and I was better. And if I would go and do that every month with that chiropractor, you know, some states they're not doctors.
Right.
But I think Florida they doctors. I can't remember. But anyway, right. Yeah. They did that adjustment on there back there at that lower back right out of my billfold.
Those $20 bills.
yeah, got those $20 bills out of that wallet, and it just kind of.
I see the problem, Mr. Barlow.
We found it. Well, we just lost all the chiropractors that are watching the show.
And you felt so good afterwards. You never went to another one.
I never had to go back. I was like, man,
damn.
You know, I'm a smart enough person that I saw that problem and I fixed
Damn,
it myself.
I won't go back there.
Right. So now I just carry one $20 bill in my pocket, you know, so I didn't have to go back. But yeah, they put that adjustment. That was an adjustment. Because, you know, you hear people, oh, I went and got an adjustment.
Yeah,
I always wonder what that was.
Adjust that bank account.
Right. I always wonder what that was. I said, oh, wait a minute. You went and got an adjustment.
Adjust that bank account down. Yeah.
Right. And then like a month later, you'll run into that same person and be like, oh, I got to go get an adjustment. I'm feeling, you know what I mean? Like, I got to go back. You know, every month I got to go back in there and get that adjustment. I only needed one adjustment, and that was my last visit to the chiropractor. My one and only visit to the chiropractor. Man. And I had that adjustment, and I realized I could do that adjustment on my own.
Yeah, quite well. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Good stuff. Well, hey, why don't we roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now? All right, here we go. Right here we go. Professor Barlow, what is going on out there that we got to watch out for?
I got a good one today, and this is down in Charlotte County. And, you know, we've been talking about people smuggling turtles in their britches and their bra.
Right,
and
through TSA.
This is directly related to this. So a deputy in Charlotte County made a traffic stop. Somebody ran a red light, and he discovered some very interesting stuff. In the vehicle and on some of the persons, and I'll just read the headline here.
Most of the time.
Right.
Most of the time they discover some stuff.
Florida woman pulls alligator out of her britches during traffic stop.
Holy, so, yes. that's a Florida woman.
Yes.
She does not have to take our 25-question test. We'll go ahead and qualify her, Florida woman.
Yeah, so an aerial choir, 25, was a passenger in a car pulled over in May for running a stop sign in Punta Gorda. And she had a partner in the car, 22-year-old Michael Clemens, and they claimed they were down underneath a bridge collecting snakes and frogs. And so the deputy asked to search the vehicle. They consented, and he found a backpack, oddly, ironically, a Ninja Turtles backpack in the trunk. It was a three-striped turtle, if you guys know.
Okay, so they found how many turtles in the backpack?
Quite a large number, 41. They had collected 41 turtles.
Coincidentally, it was a Ninja Turtle.
It was a Ninja Turtle backpack. And I don't know what they were doing to the turtles, but they learned, and you guys should know now, you can only collect one of these turtles a day.
There's a limit
for these kind of turtles. So they were cited for having 40 illegal turtles.
One cooter slaughter a day.
But they also had a soft shell. You cannot take any soft shells. So they were cited for that.
you know, our grandpa used to eat them salt. They said they were really good to eat.
Sure he's not the only one that did.
That's why they got that limit on them salt shells.
It's all got that good white meat inside, you know. But anyway, then the deputy, he asked the lady, and she had on these spandex britches.
Them rubber britches.
They wear, you know.
Oh, yeah, them rubber and britches. She said, now, some people look good in them. I don't know if you notice this. Yeah. Some people look good in them rubber britches. Yes. Most don't.
But they don't let that hold them back, no. I've learned.
Nope. It seems like they like them, you know.
They don't let that hold them back.
That's a lot of tension. Like sometimes, that must be space age materials, right? Like how does that stuff even stay, you know, how does it hold?
That's why we have microfibers all over the world now. Right. People wearing these crazy britches. So anyway. They find the microfibers on a mountain in Antarctica, and that's where they're coming from, all these crazy britches people wear. But so he asked the lady at the traffic stop, the deputy, and once he found all the turtles, he said, do you have anything else?
Well, you know,
that I should know about.
Here's the other thing. When they go to pat down, the first question is, do you have any pointy or sharp objects that could harm me?
That's probably what he said.
That could hurt me during this pat down.
And she admitted to it and then promptly pulled a 1-foot alligator out of her spandex britches.
Good gracious. Oh, my goodness.
Don't do that, folks. They're ornery little creatures, and they will bite you when they're very small.
Yeah.
And then they were cited for possession of an American alligator, because that is illegal completely.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they had to go court over all this and have a court date.
Well, that's why.
And they were charged.
You know, I never go up to somebody. You know, everybody's got a dog with them nowadays, right? Like, everywhere you go. I mean, I go in the grocery store, and I look over, and there's a dog. Everywhere I go, there's a dog. You will never hear me ask, does your dog bite?
Right.
He got teeth, don't he? Right? That's all I need to know. Now, this little gator, he got teeth.
He was a good sized thing. I saw a picture of him, you know, and I don't know where it was down in them britches, you know, but, you know, what is it, Steve? We were raised in the woods, and we did some crazy things, but I never remember us wanting to put a reptile in our britches. I don't get it. And what the fascination is.
Furthermore, I never remember us wanting to wear rubber britches. And so that even rubber britches, and then stick something in there, you know, with them tight spandex or whatever it is.
I guess she knew she had contraband. She wasn't supposed to have a 1-foot American alligator, so I'll just stick it down my spandex britches here, you know.
Good gracious.
I don't know. I guess, they tie their mouths with duct tape, so I guess maybe he was kind of tied up that way, you know.
He got them claws. claws.
I don't know. Maybe she was kind of...
sliding it down.
I do have something else, officer.
Well, you know, maybe that spandex was so tight, he couldn't even move his claws when he got in there, you know. And he might have been, you know, he might have suffocated.
Yes,
in
but
short
I have
order.
The good news to report that the alligator did not expire in this case.
Not
they
like
did
the last
retrieve
story.
Him alive, and they released him, and they charged him. You cannot have possession of an American alligator, a soft shell turtle, and you only get one of this other variety per day.
You know, on that last news piece you brought with the two turtles and a brassiere. I will have to say that brought kind of a dark cloud on the podcast because one of them had passed. You know? So I am glad to hear this is a more sunny news story.
The smart deputy in Charlotte County intervened before there were any animal deaths and
before
was able
them,
to release them critters.
Because them rubber britches would have suffocated that gator in short order. You know that was tight. And even if it wasn't, even if the gator could breathe, you know it was hotter than a hoochie-coochie down in there. Woo! Poor gator. That's like animal abuse 101 right there now.
But
come
on. He probably thought it was like being in deep water, you know. And then,
like in a musty, in a swampy area.
I'm not going to go there.
In kind of a swampy environment. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to lay here.
I'll just lay here.
One's going to swim by any moment.
Yeah, I'll just lay here. Right. Mama's right around the corner. Woo, man. Golly. And this is in Charlotte County. Down there in Fort Myers area.
In Punta Gorda. Guys.
Fort Myers. Now, there's some stuff been going on there for a while.
Do not put the reptiles in your britches, y'all. And it's pretty well illegal to take most of these reptiles home with you. we're learning.
So there must be a market for these critters.
There must be a market. They were going to sell these turtles and that alligator. Mm-hmm. And
and you know, they honest people just trying to support their family. I'm sure they use the money, you know, for their kids' education. They're probably putting it in a 529 plan, you know, for their kids to get on up to UF, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
But and then here comes the law, just messes up.
Sheriff Debbie.
Sheriff
ran that stop sign. So one thing led to another. They ran the stop sign, then bing, bang, boom.
Yep.
Next thing you know, there's an alligator coming out of the bridge.
Well, my goodness. Well, hey, I got one story today, Doug, and then we better wrap it up. But all I got is one story today, this feeds back into, we had that top 25 things, right?
Absolutely, we did do it.
Yeah, of how you know you're a Floridian. Well, do you own an umbrella? Do you carry an umbrella with you? Most of the time,
no.
Because again, us Floridians know we rarely deploy an umbrella from rain because we know it's going to stop raining in about 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know, so you just don't need an umbrella.
Yes, it's pretty rare rain sets in for a long time.
Right. And if it does, you ain't going nowhere anyway.
Yeah, it's a hurricane. That's about it.
Right. Yes. So you staying at the house, and you know, if you out there doing something, you're going to get pulled over because you shouldn't be out there running around anyway. But so this story, and this is again. Our friends over there at the Villages, I know I pick on them a lot, but they just keep bringing me material, and they're so close to us. I mean, as the crow flies, they're just, you know, on the other side of Ocala there. But it basically, here we go, villagenews.com is where this story's coming from.
Okay. All
right. So if you ever want to read these, just go to villages-news.com. Here's the headline, Crazy Villager. Now, you know it's going to be bad, right? Because when you say crazy villager, that's like a double crazy. Because all they would have had to say was villager, and I'd have been already into the story.
Male or female?
Female.
Oh, spandex britches or?
Yeah, spandex britches. We're going to get into this
shorts now. One of the two, yeah.
And I'll throw the picture of this woman up.
Please don't.
Yeah. Dolores. That's why you need to be on that Patreon.
We're trying to up our views, Steve.
Yeah. So you get in that Patreon, you get behind-the-scenes looks at a lot of these stories. You ain't catching this. We just listened on the podcast, you know. Crazy villager arrested after alleged, you always got to say that, attack with umbrella.
One of the long ones?
The umbrella lady. Yeah, that big real umbrella. Not that little fold-up deal.
Well, who did she attack?
It had a pointy tip.
Oh.
You know, remember how them umbrellas, they got that pointy tip,
right?
Right, that's what she had.
If you want,
A crazy villager was arrested after allegedly using an umbrella to terrorize a man.
Oh.
This poor boy, And he went to the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. You know, that village just covers three counties, and so this is Sumter County. And this old boy, he had to go to the Sumter County Sheriff's Office to report the actions of 75-year-old Dolores Kelly Dennis of the village. She's in the village of Virginia Trace.
Okay.
Now, why the hell it's called Virginia Trace, I don't know. Okay. But it's over there in freaking Sumter County.
Okay, well, you could have lived in Virginia.
Huh?
You could have lived in Virginia and had
maybe
that trace.
Maybe you live in. Maybe now you live in the Villages of Florida, Virginia Trace.
Okay,
that's where she's at.
Okay,
and anyway, the man, he came to Sumter County. He's like, man, there's this crazy woman. She come up on me with this umbrella and started hitting me over and over with the umbrella. He gets away from her. Runs into her the next day. Same thing happens again. 4 days in a row.
He reminded her of something.
And, you know, I think after one umbrella beatdown, you know, I would have probably, you know, reported to the authorities or taken care of the matter.
Taking care of the matter.
You know, he might need to know we got out of that stand your ground rule.
Yeah, he's good. So when you're at umbrella attack, you don't have to put up with it. Right. Yeah.
Some 75-year-old woman comes up to you. Now, maybe he felt sorry
for the fourth time he called the deputy.
The fourth time He said there'd been a, he come in there, he said there'd been a recent escalation in the violence. It's gotten worse every time. Oh, and they redacted the arrest report. So we can't see everything about it. And I don't know why they had to redact it. I don't know what they're protecting there. But he said that Mrs. Dennis would hit him with the pointy end of the umbrella. And he was afraid it was going to, you know, actually stab him, you know, at some point.
Yeah, right.
And she had gotten him on his left ear and a couple of places and scratched him. And so he said what he finally did was videoed. So he's got video of the most recent attack. And, man, I wish we could get a hold of that because, you know, she probably went windmill with that umbrella, you know. But, hey, there was something about him that just damn sure pissed her off. Now, we might need to look into this. Maybe there was a reason. You know, I don't know.
Because we don't know about
it. We don't know.
What did she say when she was arrested? We don't know all the details.
No, they redacted it. All we know for sure is she's in a Sumpter County Detention Center right now.
Probably a mental issue going on there, you know.
So. Without a bond is what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, yes.
On charges of aggravated assault.
Well, you can't just have somebody running around beating people with umbrellas. You know, that's peculiar.
Yep.
And if you're doing it at 75, well, there's no hope. You're just doing it.
Yeah, you know, like I say, I will throw that picture up. And I can tell you, you take a look at this picture, and all of y'all, if you're watching on YouTube or something, take a look at this lady. And is she coming at you, umbrella or not? I think I'd be going the other way. I mean, this is crazy villager. So watch out there with the umbrellas. Watch out with the alligators.
Yes.
Those alligators.
Don't put them in your britches.
Don't put them in your rubber britches. if you can have a little bit of respect, don't wear the rubber britches.
That's a good start, and you pretty well can't pick up and keep any of these reptiles.
Right.
Pretty well cannot.
Just consider this a PSA from the Palm and Pine podcast. If you can, do not wear the rubber britches, okay? There's about one out of 37 of y'all that should be wearing rubber britches.
Right. If you look like the co-eds at UF used to look like,
you can
wear them.
In the 70s and 80s, yeah. Throw on the rubber britches.
Other than that,
if your doctor is telling you that you're borderline obese, that's your signal, okay? There ain't no rubber britches on earth made to support that kind of thing.
Well, there's also this thing called age you can keep track of.
Douglas, is it the number of birthdays?
Yeah, the number of birthdays.
Okay,
and that pretty well tells you how you ought to dress in public.
And should you wear rubber britches? Right. And I hate to say it, but when you get past about 27, you need to back off. Now, maybe you wear them to the gym, okay? Maybe at that, you know.
Out back to burn your trash. Right. To go to the fridge to get a midnight snack.
Right. I mean, if you are going to the gym every day, right? Now, if you go into the gym just January 3rd.
I don't even know about that gym
thing, Steve.
Right. You know? That's why I don't go to gyms anymore. You know? Things you have to see, boy. Yeah.
Man, I tell you what. Hey, Douglas, the journalisming does not stop.
Yes.
And nothing stops this train, and we will stay on it for you folks. We're doing a service, bring these to you. And we will catch y'all next time, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.